And a variation on that with some grim overtones was encountered by Pauline Newman on the other side of the continent, on Norfolk, just a few days ago. But they're making progress.
Phillip Island rises almost 300 metres above the Pacific, just 6 kilometres from Norfolk, and is now an important bird sanctuary. It is uninhabited apart from a small contingent of rangers from the national park. 200 years ago, when Norfolk was a penal colony, domesticated animals were introduced to feed the Norfolk population. Generations of rabbits turned the small island into a wasteland.
It's slowly regenerating after being completely denuded of vegetation. It's kind of an amazing experiment in its own way happening out there.
The last of the rabbits were gone in the mid-80s, but prior to that, they'd been out there for over 120 years, and on a 190-hectare island, they'd really made their impact. So there'd also been pigs and goats out there as well. The pigs dig it up, the goats would climb it, and the rabbits kept everything else flattened. And the rabbits were actually developing quite bizarre characteristics of actually being able to climb trees to get to the last of the leaves. So, yeah, it was a staged approach over the years, but rabbits were gone in the mid-80s, and the vegetation started coming back almost immediately. But we've lost over 3 or 4 metres of topsoil out there. So what Phillip Island should look like, what we're sitting in here, should be a deep palm forest where it's just a desolate desert scape.
It is. I mean, we can see it, and half of it is just red, yeah. You know, and the other half is where the vegetation is coming back. So when people think about loss of plant life and misuse of habitat, I don't think they realise that, you know, you could actually empty an island completely of vegetation, yeah. Which is what happened.
It's quite amazing. I mean, it looks incredible. It looks absolutely amazing out there, but the fact of the matter is it's a very destroyed environment.
And a lot of the vegetation is weeds. And so the African olive is the main thing that's coming back in force. So we're lucky for it because it's actually holding the soil together and building that soil content back up. So weeding out there as well, but strategically trying to get the natives an opportunity to establish. So it's a challenging one.
Maybe in another 50 years, 100 years, you'll get some decent native vegetation there.
Yeah, that's the goal. We've got our little plant nursery up and running out there now, so we're growing the natives out there and work in progress, though, out there.
And more from Pauline Newman in Norfolk next week on The Science Show with green parrots.